Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to tell you about what's going on in Chicago. Simple Church is a group of believers that began to explore some time back. Tony and Felicity Dell, who I believe they're the ones that kind of founded it, as they began to explore things. I think they were more prophetic in how they did it, because normally what happens is, you know, the prophetic will come in and it just kind of blast this word out, but then the apostolic will come in and bring order to it. And so if you try to get total foundational clarity to just a prophetic word, you're missing the other part of the gift that comes in and takes what God is saying and begins to put order to it. But if you put all these things together, and it's like now all these years later, you have Simple Church meeting with, according to reports, 75 congregations. 75 congregations in Chicago, November the 11th and the 12th, because the Center for Faith and Future, Storytelling is what the organization's called, they're putting $1.8 million in working with these 75 congregations to be able to transform them into the model of the 21st century faith communities. And so, you know, what we've been saying, what we've been talking about, and I don't know if we've even shared it on television, but or on the radio, but the Lord has shown me, he's shown me, you know, these ministers that you heard, even in that break, you heard Pastor John Kilpatrick talk about, you know, that they're just keep talking about pleasing everybody and saying what makes people feel good. But that doesn't mean they're always going to do that. There's going to be a moment in time they realize this is not working. And if, in fact, they love God and they love God's people, they're going to do whatever they got to do to be able to shift from that to another way of being able to do it, so the church continues to grow. And so the word was, I mean, the Lord had this prophetic dream where I had, I can't tell you who this particular leader was, but everybody would know who this leader is, that they came, this big, powerful, you know, great teacher, large, mega church, you know, comes to me and says, you know, I want to know how to do what's happening in Chicago. I want to know how to do what you're doing. And I'm laughing, thinking, right, you don't want to, and no, I'm serious. I'm saying, I want to know how to do this. And what it is like, it's being the church. The church is family. We talk about that, and we have a lot of segments on that. Hopefully there'll be some related links to it, but it's not complicated. But you notice that when the church forgot family, the family forgot family. When we didn't know how to be married to God as the bride of Christ, isn't it interesting that our brides and grooms don't know how to be married to each other?
Wow.
When we didn't function as family in the church like we're supposed to, family itself doesn't function as family. I mean, think about it. When we allowed institutionalism to come over the church, then you're looking at institutionalism, government coming over the people in America. I mean, it's just like, ever how goes the church, so goes the nation. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And it's like, these things are intertwined. And so there is hope. We'll have more details about that on the VFN Torch, but cheer up. God has got a plan. He's unfolding it, and there's nothing more rewarding than family. There's nothing more rewarding. God's called us to walk out a joyful life. They wanted Peter to be set free from jail. They prayed. They were excited when he came. They were excited when Paul came. They cried when he left. I mean, how many people today, when a minister comes and ministers amongst them, do they actually cry when they leave? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's family, when we're all like, hey, it's so good to see you. And it's just like, and I can't wait, because you're going to, I believe the church in America is about to experience the greatest blessing of all, which is we're called to be the family of God, Father God, our elder brother and Lord Jesus Christ. We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're called brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers in the Lord for a reason. And there's nothing better than hanging out with the family of God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com.
VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.